little bit of Ray. The best bits.
I attempted earlier on to play wife jokes, my wife jokes. Have a listen. I might as well still play them for you, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
Here we go. Have a listen. My wife jokes. My wife.
I asked my wife when her birthday was. She said March 1st. So I walked around the room and asked again.
March 1st. All right, march around the room. Asked again. Let's have another one.
My wife told me to put ketchup on the shopping list. Now I can't read anything.
You can sort of tell where these are going. I'm still enjoying when they get there.
I like that.
Yeah.
My wife accused me of stealing a thesaurus. Not only was I shocked, I was appalled, aghast, and dismayed.
One more, go on.
My wife asked if I've seen the dog bowl. I said I never knew he did.
Oh, man, I love that laugh.
I said I never knew he did.
The choky laugh. Thoroughly enjoyable. Any more my wife jokes? I've got some my wife serious issues at the moment.
Oh, cool.
My wife is refusing to unblock the shower. You know the shower, the base of the shower? Every time one of us uses the shower, it starts to flood. So I said, do you know what that is? That's you. I know that's not me.
Long hair, is it?
It's your long hair. She says, not my long hair. I said, if I do that, if I pull that up, if I unclog it, I promise you any money, it's going to be all your long, shoulder-length brown hair. I do not have shoulder-length brown hair anywhere on my body.
Not that we can see anywhere.
Not that you can see, no. It's braided.
She just needs to pour an entire bottle of Mr. Muscle down there and that'll do
it. It won't do it.
It won't?
It doesn't do it. No, you got to do a proper...
Take it out with your hands.
Yeah. What's good for it is that I found an old toothbrush that you're going to throw out anyway. And that'll get a good grip of it. Or a darning needle is good as well.
Not to get terribly gender wars in this, but is that not a dad job?
Here we go. Here we go. You can't do that. You can't say that these days.
Well, I mean, I just did.
You can't. You're not allowed to do that.
What is your wife's reasoning to not do it? She's probably saying, that's the dad job.
No, what she says is it'll make me gag.
That's fair.
That's her...
Her answer to many of your suggestions.
Come on. No, it'll make me gag.
Okay.
So, all right, come on now.
It's a Monday.
I have a list of other things she won't do.
Okay.
I'm getting it all off my chest today.
I want to go home.
Orla, you stay right there.
We need you in the room.
Orla, you're the future.
You're the balance. You in the room.
You're the future, Orla. You're the leader of the resistance. Protect her at all costs.
Have you vetted this list?
I'm going to remove one. Come on. Oh, come on. My wife refuses to cook poached eggs. Right. Refuses to cook poached eggs.
Is it a lack of confidence?
She says it is, but I think it's just laziness. She's like, oh, you do them better. You do them. And similarly, she refused to cook an omelette. She will not cook an omelette in our house. She's like, I think we'll have omelettes tomorrow morning, will we? Will we have omelettes for brunch? I'm like, yeah, fantastic. She's great. You're cooking them. She refuses to take the kids to the dentist.
Right.
She refuses to give the kids any bad news at all. I'm the one that always has to deliver it.
She's the good cop.
Well, what she says is they won't get upset, or at least they suck it up a bit when I deliver the bad news. If she does, they'll get upset. It's like, oh, mommy. Whereas with daddy saying, it's like, okay, fair enough. We can do this. We can manage this. And finally, taking the eldest for a haircut. She will not take our child. So I take him with me when I'm getting my haircut. Hmm. So then when we come back from the barbers, the bad haircut is entirely my fault. and nothing to do with her. And nothing to do with the barbers. It's as if I personally ruined his head.
The Ray Foley Podcast.
Adam says, my wife would never go collect the takeaway. Oh my God! collecting the takeaway. Mm-hmm. That is definitely a thing in our house. I will never collect the takeaway in our house. Genuinely, I'm not joking. It has turned into one of my... It happened over lockdown. My wife became the person that got the takeaway. And ever since we're out of lockdown... Oh my God, there's another texty. What is different? What has never gone back to normal after lockdown?
I'm always the one who collects the takeaway. And I kind of insist on doing it.
I used to always be the one that would get the takeaway. But my wife started, I don't know, for some reason or whatever reason it was, my wife started getting the takeaway during lockdown. And now we're here, we are on the other side of it all these years later. And I haven't gotten a takeaway since. She'd rather starve than go. This is Adam. She'd rather starve than go to get the takeaway. She says you're better at those kinds of things. What a ridiculous thing to say. Jesus, it's annoying me now. I'm not even at home from Adam. And Ellie says, my husband won't come to a gig with me if he's not absolutely mad about the band or singer. Yet if it's any of his family are going, he's honest. What? So if one of his family are going to the gig, he'll go. But he won't go with you unless he absolutely loves the artist.
Trouble in Paradise.
From Ellie in Ballantyre in Dublin, love the show. Hey.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.